So we left off with a question of the Ravid that I wanted to explore just a little bit. The Ravid brought a raya against Rabbeinu Ephraim from the Gemara on Zion or Peches Amid Aleph. Turn to the Gemara for a second. It's Peches Amid Aleph. And the Gemara there is after the two dots. Not the first ones, but the second ones on the page. Getzik Savo Ivris Bechulei Ksav Sofer Ve'ed Kosher. Amar of Yirmiyah Hasam Sofer Shanina. We're not talking about the writing of the Sofer plus 1 8. Rav Yirmiyah says that the Mishnah actually is Hasam Sofer. Amar Achista Hamani Rav Yosehi. Okay, we've spoken about that. We'll talk about that again at some point. Now the Gemara just says, Ahiksubas Hasan and Da'asi Lakami the Rabbi Bo, Hava Yadi Le Tufsa Ulachasim Asiyadu the Chad Sada. There was a star written, there was 1 8 in it, it was a ksuba, and they recognized the handwriting of the sofer. They recognized the tufsa, which is the tofes ashtar, that it was so-and-so's handwriting, so-and-so the sofer's handwriting, and the 1 8 was signed on it. Sover la'achshura. So Rabbi Abahu was going to be ma'achshurit. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya chasam sofer shonim. Not chasam sofer, but chasam sofer. Now, the Ravid says the following. The Ravid says at the end of that Hasaga, he says that this was A, halacha lamaisa, and B, there has to have been Eidei Mesira here. There has to have been no Eidei Mesira, because if the Eidei Mesira, of course it would have been kosher. What was the shayla? It's not Mesirah Tofo, and Rabbeinu Ephraim wouldn't disagree with that. So he says, the Ehav Eidei Mesira, if he did the Tosei de Safra, so Rav Yirmiyah said, Ksav Sofer Ve'ed is no good. That's the text of our Mishnah. But Chasam Sofer Ve'ed would be good. And there must be no Eidei Mesira, because of the Eidei Mesira, except for the Gaon, everybody else agrees. Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Ravid, the Rif obviously, was the Rifraya, that if a star with no Eidim with Eidei Mesira is good, a star with one Eidim and Eidei Mesira is certainly good. So the Ravid says that has to be a case with a no Eidei Mesira, because otherwise he went to Pasol Tofsa plus 1 8. And yet Rav Yirmiyah was going to be Mashir Hasan Sofer Ve'ed. So you see, you had just two Eidei Hasima, no Eidei Mesira, and would have been Mashir. So you see that, you know, Eidei Hasima, that according to Rabbi Lazar, you don't need Eidei Mesira if you have Eidei Hasima. It was just in that case because you didn't have Eidei Hasima, because Ksav Sofer doesn't count according to Rav Yirmiyah. Therefore, the star was possible. So what's wrong with, what, how would you answer the question for Rabbeinu Ephraim? On the surface, the answer would seem to be obvious, right? That wasn't the correct answer. Translate, that wasn't the answer I was looking for. Okay, so Ephraim suggests that if there had been proper Eidei Hasima, it's not that we know that there were no Eidei Mesira in that case, it's that we don't have Eidei Mesira, but we rely upon the Eidei Hasima to generate an umdana, that once there were proper Eidei Hasima and is no Mezirat Metoho considerations, then we assume that everybody knows you need Eidei Mesira. So why is Ephraim wrong in his raya? I'll tell you why I think that you're wrong. Not 100% so, but the Gemara is presenting the basis on which they would be machshir. In other words, the Gemara is presenting on the basis of Ksav Sofer Ve'ed in the Mishnah. Ksav Sofer Ve'ed, Chasam Sofer Ve'ed. Does the Mishnah have Eidei Mesira? The assumption is no. Right? Assuming the Mishnah is a continuation, is in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, there's no Eidei Mesira here.
You're arguing maybe there were Edim Asir, we don't know. But the Gemara, in its presentation, doesn't suggest that we're relying upon the Edim Asir. The Gemara is focused on Edim Chasima. And if you think, Bain, according to the Rif, Bain according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, right, the Rif and Rabbeinu Ephraim both agree that the Resha of the Mishnah, that the case of Ksav Sofer Ve'ed, that Rav is talking about, that are no Edim Asir. The Rif says it's because is that Edi Chasima would have worked if they were there. Rabbeinu Ephraim says it's because of working within the sheet of Rabbi Meir. So whenever the Gemara is talking about Ksav Sofer Ve'ed, Chasam Sofer Ve'ed, the Pshat is that there are no Edim Asir. That's the Pshat. Right there, and therefore, it's difficult to give that teretz. The Pashtus is that we are not counting on Edim Asir, any Edim Asir here. It's either Tussa Bishtara plus Chatzada or Chasam Sofer Ve'ed. That's the Machlokes, or the Havamina Rabbi Bo and Rabbi Yirmiyah's Maskana. It was not a bad suggestion, though. It's a good suggestion. Now, so what is the answer to the question, now that I've dismissed that? Yeah. You want to take two or no? Yeah. The chiluk between Gittin and Sharsharis. What do you bring your raya against Rabbeinu Ephraim from a case of Sharsharis where we don't paskin, most don't paskin, like Rabbi Lazar by Sharsharis, they paskin like Rameir by Sharsharis. So that point Rameir, Ede Mesira, Lomala Vlomobi. So the, and according to Rameir, all that matters is Edei Chasima. So of course the Gemara is focused on getting Edei Chasima, because Edei Mesir would help you, according to Rameir. So what's the Kash against Rabbeinu Ephraim? Right? How can the Rai bring a Raya from a case of Ksubas Chasanim, where they were going to rely only upon Edei Chasima, when by Ksubas Chasanim, that is called Sharshtaros, we paskin like Rabbi Meir, according to most. So what's the answer to that question? Rabbeinu Ephraim might have said Edei Chanami. But yeah, we don't paskin from the Sharsharis. However, what might the Ravid say, which seems to me somewhat doubtful, but Ephraim? No, because that's a Shtar Raya. It's both. But if it's Shtar Raya, it's no good with Edei Mesir. Right? The part that's being used as a Raya, in fact, that's what he's using it for now. That didn't work. That was good. That was not bad. Okay. So the answer might be, is the Ravid is assuming, we spoke about this in Seder, the Ravid is assuming that according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you don't say Hosikalaz of Sharsharis. Why would that be? He doesn't say this outright, but there's a reason actually to think that. Ephraim asked me a very good question during Seder. He asked, is it possible that these two machlokos are tied to one another? In other words, the question of whether how you pass with Lazar by Sharsharis, is that tied to Ede Ksiva Ede Chasima? And after a bit of discussion, the conclusion I think that we reached, or that I reached, I won't blame it on Ephraim, is that according to the Ramban, I think not so. The position that says af edei mesir kaiti, that both work, you could go either way. You could pass the mechilas of Ashar Shtaros or you could not. But if Rabbeinu Ephraim believes that according to Rabbi Lazar, edei chasima are worth zero, al pidin, right, it's there just to prevent the tainus of the Baal Mezuyah, but it's completely the Rabbanon. If according to Rabbi Lazar, what constitutes only Edei Mesira counts by get, then Lechora, how can you split the Psah? It's a kasha that Ramban points out. Ramban asked this question. The Ramban says, how is it possible to say the Dafke Edei Mesira Karti and then say Halacha Rabbi Lazar Bishtaros? The answer might be in Chanami. Now, the truth is the kasha remains intact even if Rabbeinu Ephraim answers that question, because even if Rabbeinu Ephraim paskins that way, what about all the other Amoraim who split the Psach? Okay, right. Let's say Rabbeinu Ephraim read his Rebbe the Rif the way the Ran wants them initially. It's not how the Ran's going to read the Rif in that last paragraph. Up until now, the Ran, if you remember, I'm sorry if you don't because I can't blame you, The Ran disagreed with Ramban and said that the Rith Paskin that by Shar Shtaros also, we Paskin like Rebbe Lazar. He's going to backtrack in a weird way on that in the last paragraph with a totally new approach. But for right now, the Ran said, yeah, the Rith Paskin's like Rebbe Lazar across the board. So maybe Rabbeinu Ephraim read his Rebbe that way and said, yeah, we Paskin like him across the board. And hence, that's the Ravid's Kasha. The Ravid is going to say, you, Rabbeinu Ephraim, who believe that only Eidei Mesira Karti, there's no conceptual manner in which to split between Gittin and Shar Shtaros. The Ramban uses very interesting language. The Ramban suggests that if you believe that if you believe Dafka Eidei Mesira Karti, it means that Rav Elazar by Get understands that the word Sefer means with Eidei Mesira. If that's the definition of a Sefer when it comes to Gittin, that has to be the definition of a Sefer everywhere. What difference is there between Shar Shtaros in Yirmiyahu? Is the word Sefer used in Yirmiyahu? Yes, Kachla, no, yes, okay. There's another, there's one other Sefer in Yirmiyahu. I've been listening to my recordings of this. Kachlacha Megillah Sefer with Baruch, when Yirmiyahu writes his divorce then. Right, but the Sefer by the Shtar, the Ramban says, how can you be Mechalik? Bishlama, if you say that Sefer can be either with Eidei Mesira or Eidei Chasima, so then in principle, Eidei Mesira and Eidei Chasima should both work, both by Gittin and by Shar Shtaros. But there might be a reason it doesn't work by Shar Shtaros. Not because it's not a Sefer, but because it doesn't do something. It doesn't serve as a Rai. It's not Lamanyam Duyam Im Rabin. But, says the Ramban, if you believe that Dafke Eidei Mesira Karta, like Rene Ephraim, what Shaykh to say that by Gittin makes it a Sefer as Eidei Mesira, but by Shar Shtaros, Eidei Chasima? How can that be? A Sefer is a Sefer. So, it could be, if Rabbeinu Ephraim would in theory have said, Enochanami, I hold that it's true across the board, it won't solve the problem, what if those other Amoraim hold, but for Rabbeinu Ephraim at least he can say, you know, that's what we're thinking. And he can say the Rith held that way also. If that's the case, then you understand the Ravid's question. The Ravid's, even though the Ravid for himself it might not be a Kasha, for Rabbeinu Ephraim it's a Kasha, Ksubas Chasana. Okay. But it seems odd that the Ravid doesn't at least comment on what the obvious answer Rabbeinu Ephraim would have given. Given that Hilchas Rebbe Elazar begin, but okay, all right. So now there's one more Sagas Arayva to do. I don't know if we need to be sharing again. Sorry. Oh, you'll have to do a Baal Peh. No, it doesn't matter. You want to look on with someone? It's fine. It's a short ride. You can go here. You can scoot over. Just you don't need. Okay, go ahead. And the Arayva says it's a few lines. Amar Avraham, he's commenting to the Baal HaMor's Raya from the Gemara in Tzubas Tzadi, for our Gemara, Pevavam Udbeis, Shnei Gittin Shenis Arvus. So the Baal HaMor's question is, why does the Gemara assume that it is not, why does Rav Yirmiyah assume that it can't be Rabbi Elazar? Because you won't have a Nesina Brura, you won't know who's being given which. Whereas for Rabbi Meir, it's fine, because Rabbi Meir, the Eidei Chasima, when they sign it, they know exactly whose get they're signing on. They know exactly who they're signing for. They're signing Lishma. They know who the Baal is. They know who the Isha is. And only now later they get mixed up. So the Mela, you have an Asina for both. But the Eidei Chasima were Karte. And when they signed, they knew what they were signing on. As opposed to Rabbi Lazar, who says they don't know when the get is being given. So, and even if you give it Manish at the same time, they don't know which piece of paper is being the get for this particular, to dissolve this particular marriage. So the Ravid writes, "Kvar kasavnu the islay the Rabbi Lazar eidei chasim anami karte in a tikkun olam shenisgarsha timas in the chatchila miu the chatchila beinan eidei mesira keda amaron the Rabbi Elazar." So once again, the Ravid here is l'shitaso, that funny shita that we don't really understand it. The Ravid makes it sound as if it's some kind of takana to accept the eidei chasima, but really it's the eidei mesira who are koreis the get, and therefore. What I think he's saying here, of course, you can fill in anything you want, is the Mishnah would not say lechatchila nosnim shneim lezeh or shneim lezeh according to Rabbi Elazar, since lechatchila you require eidei mesira, and the eidei mesira don't know which get is being which. So if that's what the Ravid means here, then what would emerge would be an interesting din from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says nosnim shneim lezeh shneim lezeh. Right? Was that the language favor of the days? Am I making it up? No same shneim lezo, shneim lezo. If I'm correct in suggesting this in the Ravid, what would the Ravid say if you went ahead and you gave both Gittin to both wives? What would the din be? She should be kosher. She can remarry. In other words, the Ravid would argue that Rav Yirmiyah's diuk. Rav Yirmiyah's diuk is not that the gittin are pasul according to Rav Elazar. Is that lechatchila you can't give the get this way according to Rav Elazar, because this get for Rav Elazar won't have Eidei Nesira. Will only have the Eidei Chasima. And lechatchila you need to have Eidei Nesira. So the solution is write two new gittin. Don't use these gittin. If you did, I think according to the Ravid, he would say, in a chanami, it would have been good. That's what I think the Ravid means when he says that mihu lechatchila be'in Eidei Nesira to the Rav Elazar. And therefore, the Mishnah's no saying shneim lezo, shneim lezo, which is lashon lechatchila, is wrong. That's a, you know, when we started reading the Gemara, we just assumed that Rav Yirmiyah meant according to Rav Elazar would be possible. And I think, again, the Ravid doesn't spell it out. I think the Ravid is saying that and by the way, this is not the Ramban's teretz, right? The Ramban's teretz, where the other Rishonim and teretz this is not that it's a chisaron eidei mesira per se, but in other words, it's not because the eidei chasima are insufficient according to Rav Elazar. It's because Rav Elazar has a different requirement that is an outgrowth of his position that eidei mesira, that the chasav is lishma on the chesivas aget. Because why does Rabbi this? We didn't, I think, talk about this. There is a parallel machlokas. There are two machlokas from Meir Rav Elazar. One is Eidei Mesira, Eidei Chasima Karti. What's the other one? The Chasav La Lishma. What does that refer to? The Ksiva or the Chasima. Now, for Rabbi Lazar, that you don't actually need a Chasima. So Meir is very simple. The Chasav La refers to the Eidim writing their signatures. For Rabbi Meir, Eidei Chasima Karti. Right? Because the Torah is explicitly talking about the Eidim signing for Rabbi Meir, the Chasav. And therefore, obviously, Eidei Chasima Karti. For Rabbi Lazar, the Chasav refers to the Ksivas Haget itself. Why? Because for Rabbi Lazar, you don't have to have Eidei Chasima. Thus, for Rabbi Lazar, therefore, Rabbi Lazar believes Eidei Mesira Karti. How could Eidei Chasima be Karti if the Torah doesn't demand that you have Eidei Chasima? Now, once Rabbi Lazar understands Eidei Mesira Karti, so now the question is, what has to be the Shema? The Ksiva has to be the Shema. For Rabbi Meir, the Ksiva has to be the Shema, which is the writing of the witnesses, and the Chasima has to be, and the Eidim have to be the Shema. The Eidei Chasima are the Shema. It's all the same thing. For Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yirmiyah thinks that there are two different things. Number one, the Chasav La, the Ksiva has to be the Shema. And two, the Nasan B'yada, the Mesira, where since Eidei Mesira character, he thought that the Mesira also has to be the Shema. And if you don't know when the get is being given, which is the piece of get, that's not called the Shema. You know that from Abai's answer. Abai's answer is that Rav Elazar requires Ksiva Lishma. Who says that he requires Nesina Lishma? You need Eidei Mesira, but you don't have to have Nesina Lishma. Once you say that, so the way that we're going to read the Rambam, but the teretz then is Rav Yirmiyah's position is not that, Rav Yirmiyah's kasha is not that since Rav Elazar holds Dafka Eidei Mesira Karte, how could this possibly go? No. Rav Elazar holds Af Eidei Mesira Karte. But Rav Elazar thinks, because he holds that the Chasav refers to the Ksiva, he thinks that also the Nasan, the Nesina, has to be the Shema. That's Rav Yirmiyah's position. It's not that you couldn't rely upon the Eidei Chasima. But according to the way the Ramban is Mitaritz, again, I'm sorry we haven't read this, but I'm explaining it because we're doing the Raven. According to the Ramban, according to Rav Elazar, if you only had Eidei Chasima and you did not have Eidei Mesira, it would still be no good according to Rav Elazar. Why? Not because you didn't have Eidim on the Nesina, but because the Nesina wasn't Lishma. With or without the Eidim, the Nesina would not be Lishma. That's how the Ramban is Mitaritz. So this doesn't prove that only Eidei Nesira work, not Eidei Chasima, because if Eidei Chasima work, just to rely upon it, is nothing to do with whether the Eidim are good. It has to do whether you need Nesina Lishma. You see that from Abai's parents. But the Ravid says something totally different. He says no. He says, in Chanami, according to Rav Yirmiyah would say, that according to Rav Elazar, if you had Eidei Chasima, and you gave these two gittins, Nasnu Shteim Lezeh, Nasnu Shteim Lezeh, Ushteim Lezeh, it would be kosher. But the Mishnah says, Nosein Shteim Lezeh, and Nosein Shteim Lezeh. The Mishnah is telling you what you're allowed to do L'chatchila, but the Ravid says, we've already told you, that L'chatchila, you're not allowed to set up a situation where you're relying only upon the Eidei Chasima. You have to use Eidei Mesira L'chatchila. B'dieved, if you gave the get with only Eidei Chasima, But yeah, that with Takana, she's allowed to get married. But the Mishnah says you're allowed to do this L'chadchila, to fix this mix-up in Gittin. And according to Rabbi Lazar, you shouldn't be allowed to do that. L'chadchila, you should have to write two new Gittin and redo it. So that's what the Rasa, the Raya, deflects the Raya. It's a very different deflection than the Rabban. And again, it's not halacha l'maisa. Well, it might be halacha l'maisa. It's not probably because Abaye rejects Rabbi Yirmiyah, and I think we probably accept that. But there's a difference between how the Ramban and how the Raibid would understand Rabbi Elazar's position. What would happen according to Rabbi Elazar if, according to Yirmiyah, what would happen if you went ahead and you did this b'di'evet? According to the Raibid, Rabbi Yirmiyah would say it's fine. It was the only issue was that l'chadchila you have to use Eidim Nesira. According to the Ramban, according to Yirmiyah, it would be no good because you didn't have Nesina L'shma. Okay. Any questions about that? Okay. Time for the Sefer Esdras. Ephraim. I'm sorry, you know, this is punished. This is like a cruel thing to do. Because I'm making Rabbeinu Ephraim attack Rabbeinu Ephraim. Okay. It's going to be his new title of the Shir. So we call him Rabbeinu Ephraim. Okay. Unless he would prefer to be called Harav Ephrati. He can choose either title. Okay. He doesn't get what? No. The Raivid gave him the COVID. The Raivid said, towards the end of that Hasaga, why can't I find the Raivid now? No, he said, Mayase Harav Ephrati. Okay. All right. You can also choose the Ashkenazi. You want me to call him Rav Ephrasi. You can do that too. All right. He could have that title too. He's got it made here. All right. Go ahead. It's funny, it's a slightly different version. He said it's a shkagahi, but he puts it in Hareni Kaparasa. So you know the expression, by the way. You listen, I don't know if any of you probably didn't pay Shifal Ritorsky, but when you refer to a parent in the 12 months after Petira, you say Hareni Kaparasa Mishkava or Mishkava. Afterwards, it's Zechara Lebracha. But in the first 12 months, it's Hareni Kaparasa Mishkava. And for a Rebbe also. You might have caught when I would refer to Rabbi Dulitz in the first year. It's no longer the first year. Hareini kaparas mishkava is the term. So, okay. Anyway, so he arrived at Hareini kaparaso, yishkaga, he's a mofanav. The Vadai Shita Satalmud Omar. In other words, the Rif was following in accordance with the way the Gemara normally works. That's the Shita Satalmud. The E. Masnisan Kamifarish? In other words, that's what would have happened. If Rav was not speaking within his own opinion, the Gemara, and it was contradicts Rav's other psak, because Rav's explaining within Rabbi Meir, the Gemara would have asked the Stira and would have said, oh, Rav lo Sirele, he was just working with our Meir, but he happens to hold Rabbi Elazar. But the Gemara didn't do that. But Kosha came. Okay. So it's a Kal v'chomer that the Shita d'shmaitza. What does that mean? The flow of the Gemara suggests that Rav believes that the Gimel Gitim Psulim, that he acknowledges the Gimel Gitim are Psulim and the blood is Kasher, but he accepts that. The Kamrin and Azhi Paskin is like the first part of the Mishnah. The Kamrin and Allah Hassam. So I need to comment on that. So Rav is discussing Teitzei and Lo Teitzei on the top of Teivam and Beis by the Gimel Gitim Psulim. So obviously, Rav believes that you do paskin that the Gimel Gitim Psulim are Psulim, but a lot is kosher. Rabbeinu Ephraim answered this question. We struggled with this yesterday in Shir,
But the Rashba spells it out what Rabbeinu Nochaim's answer was. Remember, we were bothered by the fact that Rabbeinu Nochaim starts talking about how Rabbi Lazar would be modeh by Ein Alav Zman. Rabbi Lazar would be modeh by Ein Alav Zman that the get is possible, but the vlad is kosher. So the Rashba explains explicitly that Rabbeinu Nochaim is actually answering this question: how could Rab possibly say Teitzei lo Teitzei? On Pevel Merdeis, Rav doesn't hold like the Gimel Gitim Sulim. The answer, according to Rabbi Ephraim, right? Remember, according to Rabbi Ephraim, the Gimel Gitim Sulim is Rabbi Meir. There are no Edim Esira. It's Rabbi Meir, because Edim Esira, or there could be Edim Esira, it doesn't really matter. And Rav doesn't hold the way. What do you mean Rav doesn't hold the Maisa, the Gimel Gitim Sulim? Rav is talking about Teitzei, lo Teitzei. She has children, she doesn't have children. Yeah, the answer is, she's talking about case number two that Rabbi Lazar's loved by. Rabbi Lazar would remote that if you have a get with no zman in it, even though you have Eidei Mesira, it's puzzled. V'di'eved, the vlad is not a mamzer. So that's the case that Rav is talking about Teitzei lo Teitzei. So that's why the Hemshach HaSugya doesn't prove that Rav accepts all three cases of the Mishnah. He only has to accept one. And that one works, because Rabbi Lazar is mode by Ein Bo Zman that the get is puzzled, but the vlad is kasha. So that's what Rav is talking about. Clever answer. Okay, but that's the Ramban. The Ramban says that the Shita, the Shmaitza, Rav is moded by the Gimel Gitim Sulim. Rabbeinu Ephraim is he's moded by the Get Echad Pasul, not by all three. And then he says, the Kol Shekein. Right. In other words, the Mishnah itself suggests that Rabbi Lazar doesn't disagree with the first three cases. He's being most of something. He's not arguing the first three cases. And the Hotanakama. The Afalpi. He used an Afalpi. In other words, you said these cases are all Tsulim and Bidiyev the Vlad is Kasher, and I'm going to add and say that Afalpi, She'ena Lav Edim, in Nasano Lav Efnei Edim is Kasher. In other words, Rabbi Lazar is saying, I agree with your cases, but I'm going to add on and say that if there are no Edim, but there were Edim for the Mesira, it's good. So Rabbi Lazar is agreeing, he's just adding. Again, his language is Lo Kolag Ara Rabbi Lazar Lakula, in quotes, Be Afalpi, with an Afalpi. The Lo Katani. No, you didn't read it right. V'lo katan Rav Lazar, im nisan ola. He used an afalpi, not an im. Afalpi says, yes, you're right, but if there were a demesira, it would override your concerns. If Rav Lazar wanted to just disagree lagamre and say, it makes no difference by what is signed in the get, I don't care if you have one aid, two aidim, 17 aidim, all that matters is im nisan ola if the aidim is kasher, he should have said im. Not Afalpi. Afalpi implies, granted, but if this, then it overrides your concerns. Im would be saying, I just ignore what you just said. All that matters is whether the Edim is Sira. So the Ramban says he's Polig Lakula with an Afalpi, not with an Im. Okay. You realize that the Ramban is writing in code. Polig, how many of you realize when the Ramban said the Kapolig on the first read, or on the seventh read, when he said, the Kapolag Rabbi Lazar Lakula Bafalpi. Yeah, but that's what, you what's that? Well, after you read, the Lo Katanu Rabbi Lazar Omer in the South Aden, you have to be like looking so carefully, what is he saying? The answer is, he used an Afalpi, not an Im. Right? If we had punctuation, what you would have done is you would have just quotes around it. That if I gave you this, but I put quotes around the Afalpi, and I put quotes around the Im, you would have realized immediately when reading it. But he doesn't have punctuation. So, okay. He assumes you just know. Okay. So he would have said, in the Sanal, for the Edim, Kasher, the Gomel, Chasu, Shabah, Lav, Pasol, Vav, Lad, Mamzer. He would have made clear that he's introducing both a Kula and a Chumra, that he legamai disagrees with the Tanakama. The Tanakama is focused on, can I get Ede Chasina out of this? And Rav Lazar says, I don't care. You can have all the Eidei Chasim in the world. You can have none of the Eidei Chasim in the world. All I care about is Eidei Mesira. If Eidei Mesira, all is good. No Eidei Mesira, Heitze v'havlad mamzer. In the end, the gets fossil of vlad is a mamzer. And then the Ramban adds the last, the clincher. V'hainu. You just have to know all the Gemaras already. We learned this. We spent a lot of time. What is this raya here? Shimmy?
When this Gemara is quoted.
Mishnah.
That Mishnah is quoted, I think, in Yevamot.
We spent all that time in that Mishnah.
Of a Safek Gerushin, it doesn't say it's a Safek Gerushin only for Rabbi Meir.
Correct. The Mishnah in Yevamot wants to tell us, Kulon Shahil Ben Safek Kiddushin or Safek Gerushin. Choletzis Lomas Ebenes, Safek Gerushin Ketzad, and lists these three cases. The Mishnah is only going to be listed in court for a mayor. It doesn't mention any kind of sending opinion. The answer is no. Rabbi Elazar agrees with those three cases. And the Ramban says, this is a Raya Machras. It is not a bad Raya. It's not, you know, again, you could say, well, maybe the Mishnah was only according, I mean, it's strange for the Mishnah to pick an opinion. Again, the Ramban is also thinking, we all know that you passed away for Elazar. How do we all know that you passed away for Elazar? Not just because all the MRM passed the Rabbi Elazar, but what he'll say at some point, what's the suggestion of, again, this is not a good historical raya. It may be good within the raya of Talmudic logic. What's the raya? Of course we passed like Rabbi Elazar by Gittin. What's the raya? Because when the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan and one other Mora, who said, what did they say? Afilu Re'ach HaGereinbo. The Gemara says, what? Did you remember? We read that on Pevavim days. When the Gemara says, for Rabbi Yochanan and somebody else, Afilu Re'ach HaGet Einbo, the Gemara immediately interjects and says, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Leslie, Rabbi Lazar? Now the answer could have been yes. Now the Gemara says, Nahachi Kama. L'Rabbanan, Afilu Re'ach HaGet Einbo. Right? It's like the Gemara is such a double question. Of course we pass them like Rabbi Lazar. What's the Shaila? So you're going to have a Stam Mishnah Yevamos, which isn't even there to teach us the din. All the Mishnah is there to do is to give us an example of a Safek Gerushin. And they pick this, which is only Aliba the Ramer, who we're not going to pass away. That's what the Ramban is saying here. This is a Raya Machras. It's inconceivable that the Mishnah is going to pick a marginal opinion, but an opinion that is hotly disputed to demonstrate Safek Gerushin to us. Okay. If I had a question or comment? Yes, but why, when the Mishnah is trying to demonstrate a Safek Gerushin, does it pick something that is no. Rebbe is so saying Mishnayos in accordance with Rabbi Meir's opinion generally. But if Rebbe is coming to teach you the best Safek Gerushin, why is he going to pick that example if we don't hold like Rabbi Elazar? Pick something that everybody agrees to. Pick like Safek Karavla, Safek Karavla. I'm sorry? Okay, you're not as convinced as the Ramban is. Fine. Okay, so Zaraya Machras, go ahead. Yes, absolutely. Well, no, because obviously they're reading the Mishnah. It's a kasha against Rabbi Tam, because why would you say Achalpi? You should have said in. And the Ramban's argument is, if Rabbi Elazar is coming to say that all that matters are Edim Asira, which is what Rabbi Tam says, Rabbi Elazar holds, he should have said in Yeshal of Edim, not should have said Achalpi Sheinol Edim in Yeshba. The whole Ikar is in Yeshba. You shouldn't have said Achalpi because that's just a red herring. It has nothing to do with anything according to Rabbeinu Tam. The reading of the Mishnah is difficult according to Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam. It is a difficult reading. No. I don't care what Rameir says. Rabbi Elazar should not be ever formulating something. Afal pi she'ein bo edei mesira, edei chasima, im yesh, im nesana b'fnei edei miskasher. All Rabbi Elazar should say is im nesana b'fnei edei miskasher.
I don't mean anything. Rabbi Meir is saying, well, you make all
No, so I understand. I have two problems with that. Number one, even for Rabbeinu Tam, the Edim are not Edim Asira. They're Edim through the Masira. They're not really relevant in this Mishnah. They're there for a totally different purpose. But even call that, even if that were so, still Rav Lazar's formulation doesn't make any sense. Rav Lazar should just say, Im Nesam of Edim Kasher and not Pasar. Because for him, that's the only issue that matters. Why say, Aval Pish, Ein Alav Edim? You're going to clutch. You're clutching for him. Wouldn't you love to get the Rishonim in a room together, conversing? I don't know. That for me would be my wish in Olam Haba. You go and, firstly, you know that Olam Haba and Gehenna are the same place. It's a Gemara Shir. And those people who learned there in their lifetime, in Gan Eden. And those people who hated Shir in their lifetime, they're in Gehenna. Okay, that's the old joke, but I want to hear them, I want to ask them, okay, what were you thinking? Even now, what do you respond, Rabbeinu Tam, to the Rabban? One of the reasons why, it's a question I don't think that we can answer, is there are, to some extent, many of the situations, the Rishonim know the other possibilities, right? Tosis knows the difficult Gemaras. The Ramban knows the difficult Gemaras for their own Shittas. And what prompts them to offer their particular approach? That the truth is, here the Ramban, you could say, well, he's just explaining the riff, so he doesn't have to. But I think the Ramban accepts this position probably also. And what is it that motivates the Ramban to make Ukimtas in one set of Gemaras, and what is that motivates that the Balei Tosfos to make Ukimtas in another set of Gemaras? They all know what's in front of them, for the most part. Did the Balei Tosfos not know all the Gemaras that Ramban was going to bring as a Raya? Look, sometimes a Raya could slip through. You don't realize something is a Raya. It's not explicitly talked about Yeshiva. But it's kind of a larger, more interesting meta question. How would the Rishonim respond? Not such, I know what the Mitarites for this Gemara, that Gemara, that Gemara, but what is it that's driving them? Right? In Ashkenaz, by the way, but not in our sugyos. In Ashkenaz, very many areas that halacha l'maisa, what's driving them is communal practice. Right? It's known that the Balei Tosfos will win the Yashiv. what the Gemara says is what the community is doing, what Kilik Dosha is doing. But that wouldn't explain this. Right? That doesn't explain this. Gittin was the kind of thing that was probably generally being done. You know, by the time of the Balei Tosfos, Gittin is not a guy, and you don't get the question. The guy in the shuk wrote his wife a get, and so on, and did he have a vedain in there, and so on. I don't think that's how it's being done anymore because of halitosis. So what is driving them in one direction? What's driving, even the riff and the Ramban in the other direction? And I don't know the answer, but it's kind of more interesting questions. So that's why I would like to hear this conversation. You know, there's a famous tape of the Rav. It's one of the few tapes out there in English. It was given by someone's pigeon, I bet, in the early 70s, where the Rav describes the continuity of the Mesora, where he imagines himself sitting there, and then a door opens, and Rabbeinu Tam walks in, and then the door opens, the Rambam walks in, and then, Ben Shur Chaim walks in. I think it's a beautiful, it's really a powerful thing, but what I don't think the Rav talks about is the Rav's in conversation with all these people, but they're not in conversation with one another. That's more interesting. Okay. All right, anyway, so the Ramban, so he finished the paragraph. That is, rhetorical more than substantive. What's the argumento ex silento? The argument from silence is why is there no brisa somewhere is not the most compelling argument. Right, so I think it's more rhetorical than it is a substantive proof. Why is there no brisa anywhere that suggests that if you did it without a demisira, that the get's possible, even though it was a beautifully signed shtar? Okay. So, let me, just because of the interest of time, you all read well, let me read through. If I go too fast, slow me down. The haraya shukasav harav zal midamrin and moda rablazer b'mizirch mitocho shukasol dilma asi lemismach ha'ede chasima. The raya that the raya brought is why would we be concerned about a mizirch mitocho if nobody ever relies upon Ede Chasima. Right? The Ramban later himself is going to say, what is the general cloud leaving aside the Gaon? When do we say that Mizirich Mitocho is a problem, and when is it not a problem? Mizirich Mitocho is only a problem if?
It's not readily apparent.
Not readily apparent. Someone can make a mistake. Right? That's what the Ramban will say. But if nobody can make a mistake, then we're not concerned that Mizirich Mitocho. So the Ravid is basically an equivalent of that argument. The Ravid is saying, if we never rely upon Eide Chasima, then no one ever can make a mistake and think that you can just have the Eide Chasima.
That's, you know, there's nothing better than that. The Ramban says that, Rayahi, it is a good proof. So Rabbeinu Ephraim responded to that, as the Rambam will explain. If you skip for a moment, over the entire quotation of Rabbeinu Ephraim, because it turns you don't realize he started quoting, but he says at the end, Zeh Svaras HaRav Hazeh Kilshona. You see where he says that? Zeh Svaras HaRav Kilshona? You have it on the computer, or you can probably just search for it. Shimi, you have it? I don't know how the pagination broke down there.
It's ridiculous.
I'm not complaining. I'm not criticizing.
You said you didn't know the pagination.
And you, thank you. Touché. Tell me the words you're looking at. All right, let me just run through Rabbeinu Ephraim quickly. You just lose the train of thought.
Oh, just found it.
Okay, tell me where it is.
It turns out there's a period right before Zeus Svaras HaRav Hazeh Kilshona.
So he says, "Me'atalo yakpid al rayas of Rabbeinu Zal sharehu toin the misir fitokot the pasul shemitinase negeta the kasurim lismachalav alomar be'edim misir baliyad the kshargit nachasurim be'hechsher shetol hechsherim be'achsimas edim inisus ba'vachazak hashel chasiba b'hu mazir." The whole point of Rabbeinu Ephraim is that the reason why we let the woman remarry with edim chasima is we assume it was given in front of edim misira, and if the husband will come and challenge and say, "I never signed this get," we will be able to be mekayim the get and push him off, and that's great. But if it's Mazirif Mitocho, we won't be able to do that. So Rabbeinu Ephraim has already answered, in effect, the Raivit Taina. Why are we concerned about Mazirif Mitocho? Well, why do they require Edei Chasim in the first place, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim? Remember, Rabbeinu Ephraim asked the question, according to me, why do you need Edei Chasim at all? Since every husband and every wife knows that you need Edei Mesira, if the woman is holding the get, you can assume that they were Edei Mesira because that's how they would have done it. Why do you need Edei Chasim? What is the necessity? Rabbeinu Ephraim's answer was, you need it in case the husband is towing mezuyah. So when you're dealing with a get that's mezuyah bitocho, the husband could be towing mezuyah because, in fact, he would be correct. So he said, yeah, you're right. You're right, Ravid, says the Ramban. But Rabbeinu Ephraim has answered that question already, whether you like it or not. Then the Ramban doesn't like it either. But that's what he says, that you're going to be somech upon these eight chasima, v'hu mezuyah. Aval, let's just continue here. Anu chosin madun, achar tamo shal Rabbeinu Ephraim, amihu somech b'chazak azo, how do you know that there were Edei Mesira? Right? So what did Rabbeinu Ephraim say? Because every guy knows. Go out into the street, interview all the guys who went to Yeshiva High School. Say, tell me, sir, if you're going to give your wife a get, how do you do it? How many of them are going to tell you? Well, of course, I'm going to have Edei Mesira. If you're relying upon the Edom or signed in the Shtar, Valoyim Kosvin get the Ishvaf Bishin Ishto Imo. Vafilim Adim Sayam Kosvin Lo. Ramban says you can write a get for the husband when the wife is not there. How in God's name do those Edom ever know whether the husband gave his wife the get? And even more, your husband can write a get from Dina Sayam and send it by your Shaliach. How do the Edom assign them the get? No, whether the Shaliach then drown at sea, get killed by brigands, you know, commit suicide, get sidetracked and wherever he went, and the get never reached the wife. How in God's name did those Edom possibly testify that the woman got the get? How is that possible? We know that she got the get. She has the get. V'im al habal hu somech, and if you're talking about the husband, because he would never do it without Edom Mesira, otu kala megarish v'beidina megarish. Everybody does the gerushin and beis, and obviously Rabbeinu Ephraim didn't say that. And now the Ramban says, "V'chi chol amei aretz yodim shalach lazer begitin u'moser be'edim mesira shaloka derech shashtaros shein nitzar bein alamein atzman." Does every amei aretz know that when you give a get, you need edim mesira? Because when you give other shtaros, you don't need edim mesira; you get edim chasima. Then the Ramban is assuming, of course, l'shitaso, that halach lazer begitin only. Rabbeinu Ephraim could be mitarets this and say, "No, I hold after Sharos, and therefore all Sharos require Edei Mesira, so why would the Amoritz think that a get, is a Gerish, is any different?" But the Ramban is asking L'shitaso, that we pass the laws only by Gittins. So the Ramban says, most Amoritz, right? How many times do you sell a field? Well, some people might sell a lot of fields. How many times do you divorce your wife?
What's that? Well, I don't mean Boba. How many wives are you divorced? There's, you know, most of the I learned. It'd be an interesting study. Speaking about my sicha last night and listening to it's a kind of different angle. Listen to the radio, listen to CBS Radio or Ken Ten Wins, and how many of the commercials there are for utter like alcohol fraud and narishkeit. You know, the ones that promise you you lose X amount of weight, a certain number. Like there must be enough people who pay. Let me give you. This is a different mussar of Parshas Kisisa that I gave as a keynote address many years ago. I won't give too much mussar tonight. You guys have got a lot of mussar. But I spoke about how could this Klal Yisrael make the Egel 40 days after experiencing Maamar Har Sinai? So last night was one particular angle of it. Part of what was part of that, I didn't talk about entertainment then, is that moments of inspiration don't change lives generally. It requires hard work. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand that. He learned for 40 days and 40 nights with Ribono Shel Olam. The Jewish people had a few minutes with the Aseres HaDibros. And he didn't realize that that would not have the transformative impact upon them. I could share with you at some point. I may have given a piece of that as a sicha source in the base mentorship years after that. It would probably sometime before 2016 is my guess. So, hold on, how did I, there's a reason I mentioned this. Ah, yes. So I had seen in the back of Consumer Reports, if you ever read Consumer Reports, the back page is selling it. They have all these funny things. And there's an ad for a guy who you see a picture before and after where he's like really chunky and then he's jacked. So, and this is supposed to be like 30 days of drinking the supplement or something like that. Some man sees this ad and he writes into Consumer Reports, that's my son, and he spent 2 years in the gym to transform himself. So you listen to how much of the Nourish Guide is like, it's total fraud. Okay, but anyways, so there's this one thing that may be total fraud, but it is a kind of a fraud. It's this insurance guy, Big Lou, he sells insurance. If you ever turn on the radio, if you heard, if you listened to those radios. There was one particular, there's no life insurance, probably you're not going to get the cheapest rates this way. For starters, you have to pay for the advertising on CBS Radio. But in the commercial, there was an original one, but the newest one was your newest trophy wife, your fourth wife, wants you to take out a life insurance policy for her, and you're still paying alimony or something to the first three wives. And the punchline of the first commercial is Big Lou's like you, but this one was a new one, but he's only on wife two. Okay, so how many times did you divorce your wife? How many times did you divorce your wife? So the answer, how many times do you amigarish? The answer is not typically. So the guy's going to know that, Eidei Mesira for Momonos are not necessary. It's Eidei Chesima. But Kitten, everybody knows that you have Eidei Mesira. The answer is, of course not, says the Rambam. So he just thinks Rabbeinu Ephraim is completely wrong in the Metzias. The Ode, and Bava Ira, and then the Rambam says further, Vimba, the Ira Lomar Savar Yisishu Kasher Rabbeinu Ben Amasarti. The husband is going to come up with a tiny now to validate the get. He's going to say, yeah, I wrote the get. It was kosher. But I didn't give it with Edom because I didn't know that you needed Edom. You're not going to believe him? Remember, the first sugya, the first mishnah of the Nesefta. Why do you need Edom according to Rabbah? Because maybe it wasn't written Lishma. And the concern is the husband will be towing that I wrote it Shalom Lishma. The Ramban says, that hashta mishum chashash l'shma, that he milsa the safrei, it's the responsibility of the sofer writing the get l'shma, the sadi of the witnesses, ustam safrei didayane migmar gemire. Most soferim are learned, at least in their area. Nonetheless, chashashim b'mdina saya mishum chashash azo shehi b'yad kalame aretz, chashashu b'mdina sayam. So then, mishum chashash azo, Shehu biyad kol amei aretz ubur ustam anshe lo gamre lo chashinan afilu iasi balam ar asna. How could we not be concerned? The baal's giving ar, and so by the way, I never gave it over in front of Eidei Mesira. The ode hareisha ya ochal. This is a really interesting. This opens up a can of worms, which we're not going to open. But the ode hareisha haya ochal sada shalov shalavosav the hotzi hala star shemachar lo. So a person is mosak on the field, and the other person produces a shtar that he sold them or gave him the field.
Yiskayim hashtar b'chol. Some of them would see and said them yadol l'divrei hakol. Everybody agrees. You verify the signatures, and this guy takes possession of the field. Ve'enot tzarech l'havi edei misir l'faneinu. You don't have to bring edei misir. Nowhere is that suggested in the Gemara. Afilu Rav Lazar. Now, so according to you, that edei chasim are not tarfi. What did the Eidei Chasim accomplish? That the shtar wasn't mezuyah. That how do you know the shtar was given over? Maybe he changed his mind and didn't sell or give the field. The answer you're saying is that everybody knows that you need Eidei Mesirah, and obviously the guy has the shtar. It was given over to him, but you're assuming everybody knows their Eidei Mesirah. So the Ramban says, Umishum chazaka zo, that everybody knows you need Eidei Mesirah. Shetomar be'Eidei Mesirah baliyado. Nice to masa, but you don't see mamam. How can you be motzi the field in that case, says the Ramban? Ein hocha b'mamon achar rov. You need real proof. Bishlama, if you say that Eidei Chasima akarti, and now that he has the star, that we're just assuming it reached his hands, but Eidei Chasima were co-raised, and you don't need Eidei Mesira. So we know there was a Mesira. We don't know there was Eidei Mesira. So the Ramban says, Bishlama, if you hold Eidei Chasima akarti, and you don't need Eidei Mesira, fine. We understand why we're motzi, because that's a raya gemura. But if you rely upon the fact that they must have had Eidei Mesira, because everybody knows you have Eidei Mesira, what are you talking about, says the Ramban? You can't be motzi mamon based upon that chazaka. The ode, letamo shel Rav Zal, hazezal, kosa b'savyadov ein alav edem hotziyatu lefaneinu finase b'lachatchila. Rabbeinu Ephraim said that the way to defeat, the reason why you need Eidei Chasima on a get, even though Eidei Chasima on a karte, is because he could be betoying mezuyah. And that's why we need Eidei Chasima, so he can't be betoying that she forged the get. But let's say he wrote a get, b'chsav yada, and there are no Eidei Chasima on it. It should be good l'chatchila if she has the get. Because what are you going to say? You can't say that you need Eidei Kilim, he can betoying mezuyah, because it's his handwriting. You can't say that there were no Eidei Mesira, because everybody knows there's Eidei Mesira, that you need Eidei Mesira. She has the get.
So the Ramban says, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim,
yes, a ksav ha-sofer without edim, she can't marry with. But a ksav yada without edim, she should l'chatchil be'er ma'af. Who says she can't? The Mishnah.
So, the harbal masar liyada, the husband obviously gave her the get, she has it. Umeid ayada tzarech edim esira. Ube edim esira mital liyada. Liyada, umistat.
Okay. So Ramban says, it's another riot. So what does we have so far? Number one, people don't know. You're wrong. Most people, a get is done. A get is nimsar, typically by the baal without a beis din. And people don't know. People are maratzim. Two, how could you be choshesh that the baal could taina? I didn't write it l'shma, but the baal can taina. I wasn't most in front of edim. Number three, how could you rely upon edei chasima without edei mesira to be motzi a field from somebody just because the other guy has the shtar?
Number four,
well, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, it should work if it's ksav yado and no edim, because there's no kind of mezuyah anymore, and made yada that you have edim, that you need edim mezuyah. And finally, he says, not finally, but mistaber nami mida amrina and halacha kriblasa begit novel b'shtaros kribanan shlami no edim chasima karte bein begitin bein b'shtaros. Ela she'ein edei mesira korsim b'shtaros b'shem d'be'inan l'manyan duya mimrabin. So, if we split the pshat and say that by shar shtaros, edei mesira do not work, but edei chasima do, how could you say that, says the Ramban, if edei chasima don't work at all by gittin? B'shlama, if you said that edei chasima and edei mesira work by gittin, it means the definition of a sefer is either with edei chasima or with edei mesira. But when it comes to shtari mamon, we say that you need lamanya duya merabim, you need birur, and therefore we don't accept edei mesira. Not because it's not a sefer, but because it's not lamanya duya merabim. Ela isal kadaitach ein edei chasima klum begitin heich hushuru b'shtaros v'lo kan lekan sefer k'siv zarayi gedolo chazak. The Ramban is understanding that what is the purpose of edim, edei chasima, edei mesira? What is its purpose? This is actually a nekuda chashuva. Shemi? Making it a sefer. And as the Ramban's understanding is that Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira are not there right now as a raya of anything. The Eidei Chasima and the Eidei Mesira are what makes the shtar into a shtar. What makes a piece of paper into a shtar, halachic shtar. That's something you have to file away. That's very important. We're going to probably have to, one day we're going to have to spend the day just engaged in speculation and making ourselves crazy in dealing with how does the shtar work? How do the edim work? But file this piece of data away. The Ramban, it sounds like the purpose of Eidei Mesir or Eidei Chasima is to create a sefer. And therefore the Ramban says, if only Eidei Mesira work to make a get a get, only to make it a sefer krisos, how for a sefer of shtar shtaros, how is it possible that we could paskin? How could we paskin? And I would say, how could anybody hold that dafka Eidei Chasima karta? Again, Rami Meir is not a problem. Rami Meir holds only Eidei Chasima. Bein Megitin, Bein Mishtaros. But how could anybody split the psach if the core definition of a shtar, of a sefer, is Eidei Mesira? And Haraya, because by get, only Eidei Mesira will work according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, which means the definition of sefer krisos is Eidei Mesira. Eidei Chasima alom alav lo morin. How can you then anybody turn around and pass from their mom and goes, oh, Eidei Chasima karte. Okay. Let me read one more Raya. Utnan nami kasvo eidem roshadaf o menatsar o me'achorav me'acharav beget pashut. That goes on the last one. A get, you sign on the back. A get pashut, you don't. It's not the way the Chachamim misak it. So if you write on the side of the shtar, meaning you sign on the side, not at the bottom of the words, you sign on the top, you sign on the back, all of these shtaros are possible. So vada in the Rav Lazar, the son of Lava for eidem is kosher. If you gave the shtar to someone, if you gave it in front of Adam, of course Rabbi Lazar would be Mashir. The halav mizuyaf mitokohu v'lo asir the mismach alayu klal. V'dami the shnei the psulim the Mashir by Rabbi Lazar be'edim esira kevin the psulim mikom mitokoh v'lo asir the mesharia b'haygita. So Ramban says, any time it's obvious that the get is no good, but based upon the writing, of course Rabbi Lazar is Mashir be'edim esira. That's not called mizuyaf mitokoh. The chain, or it's irrelevant. The chain seifa hikif rosh shozeh b'tzad rosh shozeh. The Mishnah is talking about what they added to Mesira. The Ein Tzarf Lefnim. Im Kain Heis Shaninu Pasul Dahinu Pasul Lagarish Bo Lema Tanan Stama the Lo Krab Lazar. If Rabbeinu Ephraim were correct, that the get is Pasul. It would have to be that because there were no Eidei Mesira. Because according to Rabbi Lazar, Eidei Chasima lo malav lo morit. So Lema, the Gemara should have said, Lema tanan stam lo krab lazar, v'hapa l'nami machlokis, v'hach kach stam, v'alach kistam. In other words, these Mishnayos have to be without Eidei Mesira. Because if they were with Eidei Mesira, and the Mishnah still says that it's possible, then obviously, it's against Rabbi Elazar, and we have a Stam Mishnah against Rabbi Elazar, and the Gemara should have said we have Stam Mishnah against Rabbi Elazar, and because the Stam Mishnah comes last in the Masechta, we should have Paskin against Rabbi Elazar. Ela, and Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Mahadar Astame, the Lord Krabazar, Lemmy Mehanach, Rabbi Yirmiyah, who comments on the bottom of Pei Narim and Beis, oh, this Mishnah is against Rabbi Elazar, he had better examples to work with. So obviously, those Mishnahs are all without Eidei Mesira, and it's possible because they don't have proper Eidei Chasima. But if the Eidei Chasima would have been good, and in fact the Mishnah says, Eshra Eidei Mikra Imo. Let's say you have two shtaros written, they've written this way. Right? One starts on this side, and the other one you got to turn and starts on that side. And the Eidim sign in between. So the Mishnah says, Eshra Eidei Mikra Imo is kosher. So if this Mishnah were against Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yirmiyah should have said, Tanan Stama Delok Rabbi Lazar. Fact is, it's not. According to the Mishnah, no Eidei Mesira. But if the Chasimas had been written in a proper way, and in some cases they are, some cases it works for one get, not the other get, so then it's kosher according to Rabbi Lazar. Otherwise, the Gemara should have said, Sa Mishnah Shalok Rabbi Lazar. Okay. We will continue.